On 3SH this morning, as we are every week, we are joined by the General Manager of the Balranald Shire Council, and that is Michael Kitzerman. Once again, a very good morning to you, Michael.
Good morning, Chris. It's good to be back online with you this morning.
And there's always plenty to talk about. We'll jump straight in, and Youth Week is getting underway and the activities surrounding that for the Balranald Shire Council. Tell us a little bit about some of the things that are going on there.
Yeah, that's right. So Balranald has actually just re-established our Youth Council, and they've been leading the push with the development of activities for Youth Week, and they're kicking it off today at 4 o'clock in the art gallery here in Balranald. And they've been working with the wonderful volunteers who run our art gallery, the local schools and all the youth and kids in the area. And they're doing a waste to art exhibition this afternoon in the gallery. This is a great initiative. I've been down to the gallery a couple of times in the last few days to have a look at the artwork that the kids have put in, and some of it is absolutely amazing. The inspiration and the vision that this younger generation have is just outstanding, and we know that our culture is going to be secure into the future with the artwork that they're doing.
Absolutely.
But unfortunately, for our youth counsellors, they don't get off easy. They're not just going to be doing that, but tomorrow we've actually teed them up where we have the Honourable Barnaby Joyce and the Member for Farrer, the Honourable Susan Lee, are going to be in Balranald tomorrow afternoon. They're coming out as part of a drought task force to have a look at how the drought has impacted on our community. They're going to start off out at Homebush, at the Homebush pub. So that's easier for the rural property owners to access and come in and talk. And I strongly encourage all of the people on the land out there that are working the land. They're doing it tough. Councils had to deliver water to them because they haven't had water for domestic purposes, for showering, etc. And some of our guys are doing it really, really tough. As I know everyone's aware. Then they'll be coming into Balranald, and our youth mayor and youth deputy mayor have been given the job of welcoming the Honourable Barnaby Joyce to Balranald. And he'll be talking to people at the Shamrock Hotel in town from approximately 2:30 onwards. So please spread the word out there in the community. Come along and explain to them how tough this drought is and how it's impacted on our community. Because unfortunately, Balranald Shire has been one of the very few shires that has missed out on funding under the Federal Drought Assistance Scheme. And it beggars belief that this area, which has been so severely impacted, we've had kangaroos, emus, all dying. And if the native animals are not able to handle the drought, the sheep and the cattle are really suffering. And this cropping has just fallen by the wayside. So please come along and explain this to our federal reps so they have an understanding that we also need that assistance.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much for your time once more, Michael.
Not a problem, Chris. And if anyone wants more detail about that visit from Barnaby and Susan, please jump on Council's website or our Facebook and there's more data there.
Michael Kitzerman, General Manager of the Balranald Shire Council here on 3SH.